This is KUT. When you buy a piece of property, you probably imagine you own everything on it. Well, in Texas, it's never been that simple. And as KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, the Texas wind power revolution is starting to make it even more complicated.
Trey Murphy's a grad student in North Carolina, but he has dreams of owning land in West Texas. So a few months ago, he was looking at real estate.
And I was hunting around on Zillow.
And he came across something strange.
I saw that there was this particular listing that was selling the surface estate, but not willing to sell the wind estate.
Now, most people would have no idea what that means, but Murphy's originally from Texas, and he studies energy geography. So he knows that here, one tract of land can be owned in different ways by different people.
In Texas, it is very common to sever the surface estate from the mineral estate. Person A may own the surface estate.
They can build on the land or raise crops.
And person B may own the subsurface.
They can drill for oil.
And my intuition is that people are just applying that same logic to the wind estate.
His intuition was right.
People are seeing now, hey, I don't want to give up my wind rights because they may put a windmill farm on here someday.
This is Ken Norris. He's a real estate agent in Sanderson, Texas. He says people can make thousands a month in royalties from wind companies. So more deals are being struck where the land rights are separated from the wind rights.
In fact, I'm working on one right now.
Basically, these deals are creating a whole new way of owning property. But is it legal? James Decker says, yeah.
The only limitation is your imagination.
Decker's a lawyer, and he owns a title company in Stanford, Texas. He says this is how he usually draws up these types of contracts.
A lot of times I'll say, you know, seller reserves the oil, gas, and minerals lying in, on, or under the property. And so that by that same token, I'll say seller reserves the wind rights lying on or above the property.
But there's still some uncertainty over how all this works. For one, Decker says mineral rights have always been considered dominant over surface rights in Texas. Where wind rights fall on that spectrum is still unclear. And Trey Murphy, the grad student looking to buy, says there's already a lot of conflict between surface and mineral rights owners in Texas. And there's likely to be more of that now that we're slicing and dicing property in a whole new way.
I would always encourage landowners to look at their deeds and to make sure that they know what they're buying when they're buying it.
He says when he buys, he wants land with surface, mineral, and wind rights intact. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.